We're going to pick a winner at about 10:45 today. We're going to send a very happy person to Hawaii. Giants today, they end the season with the Rockies. Matt Cain on the hill today. Let's go into the clubhouse and talk to Andy Baggerly, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Extra Bags on Twitter. Always follow him. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm just calling in to tell you that Maui is my first choice if, in fact, I win the contest.
Okay. And you're eligible.
I'll take Hawaii for a second choice. Sure. Right. Maui will be my first. Is that okay?
Now, why Maui?
I've never been there. It's the one Hawaiian island I've never been to. So, you know, expand my horizons, I guess.
All right. Well, you could go to the big island of Hawaii.
Oahu.
Oahu or Kauai.
Okay. Well, I'll go to Kauai then because that's the garden aisle.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to be there in January.
Awesome.
All right. Andy, what's the mood of the ball club today? And I say it in this sense. Sometimes you end a season and it ends on a sour note. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you end it and you be optimistic. And sometimes you end it and you say, what happened? What's the mood of this ball club now?
Well, I think the mood is they're all, you know, kind of getting a little bit excited to get packed up, get out of here, get into their off-season lives. And, you know, they've had a little bit of time to digest not going to the playoffs and even maybe coming to that realization before they were actually eliminated. As much as you don't give up hope, I think they knew it was going to be pretty difficult, just given the way that you know, you needed more wins to get in the tournament this year than you did last year. The two wildcard teams in the National League are the teams with the second and third best records in baseball. It's pretty staggering. I can't think of a time when the three best records in the major leagues all came out of the same division since there are now six divisions. It's pretty amazing. It's not like the Brewers lost 120 games either, so I'd love to go through the math and figure out just exactly how that happened. You know, it just wasn't their year. And, of course, it was an odd year. And I think next year they realized they saw a lot of good things, that they're stronger in a lot of ways. There are a lot of things that maybe were questions that they have answers for now. They've got a third baseman that they can probably plug in there for close to a decade that they feel great about. I mean, who would have thought that at the beginning of the season? And, you know they got to get some pitching, but I think they feel like their core here is still pretty darn good, especially with Buster Posey and Madison Bumgarner, who both had just really nice years. So I think the feeling's pretty good.
Hey, Andy, every year there's turnover in the roster, but just kind of speculate here. Who's loss do you think they'll feel the most going into 2016? Hudson, Affelt, maybe Lincecum? What do you think?
Well, I think that the biggest add is going to be somebody behind Bumgarner who can be a number two. The guy they were counting on to be a number two this year was Matt Cain, and obviously he couldn't take the ball opening day and really never was Matt Cain, and I think they're hoping that, you know, they can get a contribution from him, but really the best position to put him in is to ask him to be a number five starter at this point. And then if he doesn't work out, maybe you've got a Heston or a Clayton Blackburn in the minor leagues, you know, guys who have options who can come up and down and fill in as need be. And you'll have more roster flexibility than you did this year. I think they knew that they had a rotation that was going to be a little bit of a scramble, whether it was Kane or Peavy or Vogelsong or, you know, Hudson, guys who probably weren't going to pitch a lot of eight-inning complete game-type starts. And what you ended up with is those guys didn't really have options aside from Heston, who was pitching really well the first 3 months of the season. So you couldn't send anybody down. And now maybe next year they'll be in a situation where if they can bring back a leak and sign another good upper-level starting pitcher and do both of those things, they could put themselves in a position where they will have that flexibility to make changes on the fly and maybe not be so reliant on guys who are older or who are coming off injuries, you know, to be sort of like 200-inning workhorses, because that obviously didn't work out this year.
Andy Baggerly with us. Andy, the interesting one for me, two of them, I think, is one is Marlon Byrd. He's going to be 39. He's had a great season here in his couple of months. He's not at the state of his career where he's going to dictate things to people. I think he'd be very happy to get a deal in a very happy place and a good place for him. The other one is Jarrett Parker, for what he's shown. Do you see both of them, if you had to predict today, as we head into Scottsdale and we'll be standing there on opening day of the exhibition season, you see Byrd and Parker on this team?
No, and I'll answer this one, then I'm going to have to run, Marty, because the clubhouse is open.
Oh, good. Okay.
But With Bird, they're not going to vest his option. They definitely, you know, held him out to make sure that couldn't happen. And of course, that's not something that you expect a player to be happy about. I think the only way you can bring him back in sort of in a way that can be sort of diplomatic is if you give him a 2-year deal with a lower base than $8 million. And I don't think they want to do that. So, Bobby Evans says that they like him back. Bruce Bochy really likes Marlon Byrd. He likes right-handed power that plays in this ballpark. It's rare to find. And I think that they do realize, and Bruce Bochy said this, that the bench came back to get them. All those one-run losses, comebacks that came up short, they didn't have a pinch homer until Jarrett Parker hit two in September. And I think you can chalk a lot of that up to the bench being, you know, bad even before the injuries. We all kind of knew that the bench was pretty weak. So they kind of, I think, have realized that they need to have a better bench going into next season. And Byrd could be a big part of that, but, you know, it's going to be tough because I don't think he comes back for 1 year and $5 million. I think you have to give him like 2 and 12 or something like that. Okay. And as you say, he's getting older, so I don't think that's going to happen. With Parker, I think the expectation is more at bats at AAA, get his contact rate up a little bit. But he certainly did show that he's got major league power that plays, and that's a nice thing.
All right, Extra Bags, thanks so much. Enjoy it. I'll look forward to having lunch with you today.
I look forward to it, too. Thank you, fellas.
All right, that is Andy Baggerly. Always a pleasure having him on.